Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Alex Bashar. He is the state bowling qualifier for the Pella Dutch in the midst of a very great winter season so far. Alex, first of all, congratulations. What does it mean to have the opportunity coming up this week to compete against Iowa's best?
I mean, it really means a lot. I think it'll be a great challenge for me, but I hadn't really mentally prepared myself for the possibility of actually making it to state. I knew I really wanted to go, but I think it hasn't even set in yet that I am actually going.
Well, and early this season, even your numbers were pretty impressive, and you were able to get some series that were, you know, into the 400s and even deeper than that. What have been some of the keys for you coming into this year that have allowed you to score so consistently?
I feel like it was actually something one of my coaches said last year. At the end of season banquet, one of the coaches told me that I needed to work on my spare shooting, and while I didn't really agree with him, I did it anyway because that comment kind of made me angry, and I'd just been locked down on spares and focused on striking more, and I picked up a lot of spares even when I didn't, so I feel like that helped me improve my game a lot better.
Well, and this team has had a lot of success this year too, and while the team wasn't able to go to state, a lot of school records over the course of the season. You also helped contributing to some top 10 scores as well. What's it been like, not just for you to have your success, but to see the team and program growing as well?
I feel like it's been different, and it's also really inspiring considering that bowling is not too popular in Pella, especially since our bowling alley closed. But I think it's like also very inspiring that we can still be successful even without our bowling alley in town, and we continue to prove each year.
Here with Alex Bashar, he's the state bowling qualifier for the Dutch, bowling this week up in Waterloo. And, you know, all of that being said, obviously you get the opportunity. Take us through the district meet. What went so well for you? You got to bowl at Newton, of course, which you're, you know, a little bit more accustomed to, but what went so well, knowing that the field was really tough, especially with Oskaloosa and Newton there?
Yeah, we actually did have one of the toughest districts, and I think it was really difficult for me considering after my first game I was in 17th place, I believe, and I needed to be top 8. But in game 2, everything really started clicking. I had no idea what was going on, but I was through the front 8 frames all perfect, and I was at that point I was just trying to distract myself, doing whatever. I usually get nervous quicker, but something was different that day. I eventually messed it up in the 9th frame, but I ended up with 267, and that put me right back in the game. And then game 3, I just had a similar game to my first game, and it was enough to qualify because other people didn't do as good in the third game. But it still hasn't really set in yet because, I don't know, it's just tough to mentally prepare myself to go to state.
Well, and you do have a teammate. I know he was wanting to go, but Carter went a couple of years ago. Has he passed along any advice about the experience, knowing it's kind of a crazy field and you have so many schools and teams that are represented?
No, I haven't really gotten much advice from any of my teammates. I'm trying to figure it out all really on my own and with my coaches, especially Coach Mack and Coach Brian.
Well, and now you're there, right? You have that opportunity, especially coming out of such a tough district. What are the goals? What's the mindset going in, knowing that you've already seen some of the best bowlers and kind of the numbers that you have to hit?
I mean, I know I really have the talent, but I think if I can just replicate games like I had second game at state qualifier, and at conference, I also bowled pretty good. So I feel like if I can get some games like that at state, then I should make top 8. But I haven't really mentally prepared myself to bowl at state yet.
Well, and just overall then, as a whole, knowing that this obviously can be something in the future the program can look toward, you know, what are the things that you're just hoping to get from this? Regardless of where you're placed, what are the experiences you're hoping to take away?
Oh, I don't know. I really haven't thought about all that too much. I knew I wanted to go, but I'm not sure what all I'm going to get about it. I'm just going to take it one shot at a time and see where that takes me.
Well, Alex, all the best to you. Congratulations. That's Alex Bashar, who's headed to state in bowling. Congratulations, and I look forward to seeing how you do.
Thank you.